Well, the world is officially going a little crazy at the moment. Panic buying is causing chaos. Fights are breaking out as customers seek to stockpile essentials. And there were reports yesterday a supermarket employee was actually stabbed by a customer. Life coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow joins me now to help us navigate these times and help us to remain in a sense of peace and calm. It is good to be chatting with you, Sally.
Thanks, Tim.
Is that wishful thinking right now, do you think, trying to get people to be calm and remain peaceful?
Oh. Isn't it? It just makes your heart hurt, doesn't it? When you're seeing this sort of such un-Australian behaviour, we just are not that type of people. And the world is in urgent need of what I call leaders of calm, people who are prepared to step up and help everybody else calm down. And, you know, all this stuff that's going on usually is triggered by people's memories of times in the past where they, you know, there wasn't enough to go around, or some of those terrible movies, you know, Contagion and all those apocalypse movies.
Right.
And when people see images of bare shelves, it creates panic.
So realistically, Sally, when we see, you know, the panic, the empty shelves, you know, the news feed that's all of the time with this stuff, what are some simple steps that we can do to try and not buy into all of that, but just try and remain calm?
So first of all, I think that's really important. When you're continually seeing the news images, don't continually see the news images. Switch off. Number two is to use, you know, the modalities that calm you. You know, I love EFT or tapping, meditation, prayer, anything that grounds you in a sense of calm and peace. The third one is, and you know, we talk about this a lot, but lots of regular exercise. If you can get out and go for a walk, whether it's a beach or a park or somewhere where there's trees and grass, to just get a real kind of calmness about you. Not only is exercise proven to reduce stress, but also increases endorphins, which actually help you feel more happier.
Yeah.
And be really pragmatic too about watching what you're saying in front of your children, because many kids have never been through anything. Well, most of us have never been anything like this. But for children, it's a really difficult time when is school closing or it's not closing. Can I see my friends or not see my friends? Are my sporting events being cancelled? That's really, really distressing for many children.
Life coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow is my special guest. Now, Sally, obviously you've mentioned kids there. Let's take that a step further. And of course, as a mum with your son David, who had autism, that's a whole other different kettle of fish when it comes to, I suppose, language and actions and making sure that they are being protected as well. So from a first-hand point of view from you as mum, some simple things then for parents who have kids with autism around this time.
Yeah, thank you for asking that question. Children with autism are natural worriers, and so when they see things all the time, their anxiety will rise because they don't know what's going on and things are out of control. The second thing, children with autism are very highly sensitive and they feel that energy. And for many kids with autism, if they don't know what's going on, you'll start to see behaviour. So you might start to see school refusal, heightened issues between siblings. They might start to backchat you, answer back, or just general stimming. Sort of they'll stim a lot. They'll use repeated patterns, sometimes hand flapping, sometimes tapping, to help them calm. So if you're seeing that, you'll know your child living with autism is heightened. It's really important for parents to create that sense of calm. Talk to the children. Let them know exactly what's going to be. Very pragmatic about it. Very factual. And watch your own anxiety levels to make sure you're not trying to pretend you're okay and you're actually feeling quite anxious. So lower your anxiety level so they're not feeling it.
So, Sally, you are holding a live streaming event the 28th and 29th of this month with health coach and autism expert Chris Barrett. Tell us a bit about that, who it's aimed at, what sorts of things you're going to be discussing.
So it's going to be actually held over 3 days. It'll be 2 hours a day. We're going to talk about strategies that you can implement straight away with your children, how to care for your own health and well-being at this time, what to do and to keep an eye out for behaviours that you can't explain, and most of all, what we'll be sharing is how to help you all, the parents and children, stay healthy over this very troubling time. So if people want to know more, they can probably reach out to me on my Facebook page. or through the website.
And that website is sallytibault.com.au. sallytibault.com.au. Tibault is T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T. sallytibault.com.au. My special guest, Sally Tibault, life coach, author, and speaker. Appreciate your thoughts, Sally. And we will talk again next week. You take care.
Thanks again, Tim.